Yeah, continuing with the project of Likutei Sichas, we are in Chelek Chof Aleph, Parshas Vayero. We're going to learn the second Sicha of Parshas Vayero. Very interesting, very Gishmaki Sicha. Just unbelievable, the Rebbe's Chidushim here. The Rebbe's going to bring a Medrash. Medrash is completely not understood. I don't know what the Medrash wants. It's so many questions on it. I think there is two, and then there is four or six questions on this two Medroshim that the Rebbe is going to bring. The Rebbe Mechadish, unbelievable. The Rebbe is going to bring the going to very interesting about Umos Olam. In Umos Olam, there is three categories of Kfire. And I'm going to bring out that Mitzrayim and Paroi is the worst of all of them. And according to this, Medrash is going to be understood. It's going to be Mamish, a new light for the Medrash, and understood what the Medrash wants. Okay. ויאמר השם אל מוישה בוא אל פרעה ואומר את אלף גויים ואימוי נתו לשלח הנה עונך נגף את כל גבולך בצפרדעים. דרב שתול מוישה רבנו דיספר שבוירו go to Paro and tell him that שלח שמה ויעבדוני and if not I'm going to bring you the frogs, צפרדעים. שתיתי מדרש, מדרש ששמו ידרבה העוד הקשיב וישרוין ארץ בחוילי. שם המלך סטין כהלס that ישרוין ארץ בחוילי. Literally, what it means is a very simple thing that from the earth we get everything, we get fruit, we get food, chito, everything that we have sustenance it comes from Eretz, and the proof is very interesting that right after that it says Melech Nesode Nevad. What does it mean? Even a Melech that is Melech of a gold country, in is also Sode. Without Sode, he can't be sustained. But Rebbe is going to say what the Medrash means, something very interesting. Gishmak, what it means. The Medrash brings das Rabache bereb Chanine, a quotation from the Medrash. Afilu dvorim shatoroyes and keilu im yutorim boilom. You see in the world things that the Rebbe created and looks to you like it's not extra. What is the word better? Yutorim? Vizat niberik.
Unnecessary.
Okay. Unnecessary. Yutorim. Kegon. Extra. Kegon nechoshim v'akrabim. Hein oyu beklal b'chiyos v'shilolim. They also had an intention that the Rebbe created them. Omar lena kodesh boch lenevim. Medrash is continued. The Rebbe Shtar tells the Nevim. And I looked into the Medrash. Who is the Rebbe Shtar talking to? The Rebbe Shtar is talking to three Nevim, comes out. Moshe, Yoine, and Yirmeyahu. Three Nevim that they didn't want to go and give the Nevias. Moshe Rabbe didn't want to go to Mitzrayim till the Rebbe Shtar got even upset with them. In 3-4 days, 7 days, the Rebbe Shtar spoke to them. And Yoine didn't want to go to Ninveh. And Yirmeyahu didn't want to go. He's the Novi of the Chum. He didn't want to go tell the Eden about the Chum. So the Rebbe tells this Nevi'im, מה אתם סבורים? אם אין אתם מוכם משליחוסי, I'm going to be lost, I have nothing but to do, וכי אין לי שליח, I wouldn't have somebody else, וישרן ארץ בקוילי. What does mean וישרן ארץ בקוילי? That whatever I created in the world, I'm going to use. ואני אוי ששליחוסי אפילו על די נוחוש, אפילו על די אקרוב, ואפילו על די צפרדיה. I could do my send, fulfill my rotzen through three things, נוחוש, אקרוב, and צפרדיה. Data Lochoshekane, the Medrash says, where do we see it? That the Rebbe uses these creatures to fulfill his desire. So the Medrash says, Shelule Atziro, Eichoya Kodesh Boch Bereminoi Moirim. If not the Tziro that stood on the other side of the Yarden and she was sending the Venom, the Eretz, she was sending to the other side, they got blind and they died. So the Rebbe said, you see, the Tziro is my emissary, I'm doing with her things. And then he brings proof on its Fardeya. The Ilule as Fardeya, Eich Oya Poirea Mena Mitzrim. If not its Fardeya, how would the Rebishter get punishing the Mitzrim? How would Iksiv, Ino Nechin Noigev, Chula. A Posik, it says, Ino Nechin Noigev, that with Fardeya, the Rebishter is taking revenge or taking Nekome in the Mitzrim. So the Rebbe, this is the Medrash. So the Rebbe darf verstehen, the Azoi Zokmen Ilule as Fardeya, Eich Oya Poirea Mena Mitzrim. Svardeya is of them, Blois Eine von den 10 Makis. If Svardeya would have been the only Make, I understand that Svardeya was the main thing. There was another 9 Makis, and there was Makis Freurois, and there was then by the Yam. What happened by the Yam? Whoever ran after the Eden, Sheshmois Rechev Bochur, everybody died. So what is the extra in the idea of Svardeya? Did he say, Luleh Svardeya, how would I take it? And the Rebbe is bringing Gishmaki proof. But Siro, I could say it. Because Siro was the only one thing that they did, and it was a real punishment. So I understand. But Tzvardeya was one of the least punishments to the Mitzrim. What did they do? He went into the stomach and was screaming there, or he went into the ovens, or he was jumping on you, didn't let you sleep. But it was not like Dom and not like other things. What is Tzvardeya? What is Tzvardeya? I did the story. So the Rebbe says, Bishlam edit Tziro, when I talk about Tziro, is jedoch given the erste Peule, this was the first one, to vertreiben die Emoire in Knanim und Aninim, was von Seipurea given, but Teukev God, not only is that my punishment, but it was a very strong punishment. Kimai Marazal, Rebbe brings down Gemori in Soite, Tziro lo yovro is Tayardin, noroisho makoisho beinei, matilo bem Erez vei Mesit. Tziro was standing on this side, sending the venom and killing them. This is by Tziro, but Markas Tvardeya is aber nicht given the erste Marke. Was ist gekommen auf Mitzrayim? Die erste Marke ist gewähnt Dam. Und sie ist gewähnt eine schwerere und ärgere Marke für die Mitzrayim. Zwar der ja, was reit öfter Dam. Dam was a terrible Marke für dem. Der Rebbe is explaining how. Warum in dem Jeuro Meimov ist gewähnt Tolu, nicht nur die Stiers am einen Computer, die didn't have water to drink, nur euch die Parnosse, welche Juni von ganz Herz Mitzrayim. Die Nilus used to come up and watered all the fields in Mitzrayim. And this was their Parnosse, this was their food, and this was their drinking. Neustablos there seinen doch gewähn, and in addition to this, the dam was already before that in a very terrible Marke. Neustablos there seinen doch gewähn noch andere acht Markeus, was mit sehr doreim Stapurea gewähn von dem Mitzrim. Was terrible Markes. Bis to the left, could you imagine, just take Heuschech. Sitting a week and can't move from your place? It's unbelievable. Bis to the left, Marke was sie hat gebracht, die Zerzen treiben, der wäre underline sie. What brought really the Yetzias Mitzrayim? Makas Proyres. So what are you telling me? That Makas Tzvadeya is something very, very special. Makas Proyres is better. By the end, it was even something more. The Shleimus HaPiroin, the end of punishing them, is given by Kriyas Yamsuf Veloinish HaBemadechot. Everybody died. Whoever, obviously not the regular citizens, whoever was running after the Eden, Sheish Mois Rechev Bochu, Vechoy Rechev Mitzrayim, I would call him the army or whatever. So the Rabbi is asking a question on the Medrash. Ein wies dogmeli, lule yatzvardeya, eicho yopurea mena mitzvah. This is one question. Second question is even much stronger than this. And this is what I said. Medrash is not understood what he wants. Listen to this. Euch is nicht mufen beetzem o inyen. Wies bechlal scheich zu sagen, klappe dem Oibersten, lule yatzvardeya, eicho yopurea mena mitzvah. The Rabbi just said, the Medrash says, if there would not be yatzvardeya, I would the Rabbi start take him. This is the Rabbi start. She's doch auch beschluchim lamokoim, I poli ma Hashem dovo zu durchführen sein Rotzen. If not for that, the Rebbe Shter has a million things what he could do. So what does the matter say? If not it's for that, what would the Rebbe Shter do? Has to show him to say such a thing.
It's the same question on the Tziro.
I have the same question, yes. But on Tziro, we could say that Tziro, the Rebbe Shter created the Tziro, and she did this thing, the arch thing. She was the only thing at the beginning. He even wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael in the candy. Moirim and they're a very strong nation. But Svardeya, it's not so. It's not. And you're telling me that if not Svardeya, the Rebbe wouldn't have been able to take punishment. There is another nine Makas, and there's Makas Proyros, and there is then the old round. But I have the same question. It doesn't give the answer on Elulei.
By the Gom, I haven't given him Kopal, and Moishe. Svardeya, Hoteya. By Dom, Gandik the Dom, you can't get right there. But Tzvardeya.
Yes, and when do you want me to do
this? Please help me out. By Dom Nisht, or by Kimin Nisht. So this means that Tzvardeya given a good problem. You understand?
Okay.
Stop doing
it. Yeah, I understand. Okay. Boys base. Pardon base. Now we're going to go in this Medrash. There's a Medrash before this Medrash that we learned now from. Rabbach Heber Chanine. Part of Medrash Anal brings it dort in Medrash Rabbi Seinu Amri. Mao ve Yisrael Eretz Bakoili. What does Koelis? What does Shlema Melech mean with these words? I feel it warm that the Roshan Keilu in Yutorim Boilom Kegon. Zvuvin, Uparoshin, Veitushin, I think it's probably flies, fleas, and mosquitoes. And how you be Klal Briyosa Shilo Ilom Chulu. That's what the Medrash says before Rabbach Heber Chanine. If you learn the pastors of Mchilik Sivishin Rabbi Seinu Amri, Midaz Rabbach Heber, und die zwei Protein in die Brie Rabache, Gufe, Afilu, Vorem, Yutorin, an Yoishi, Shluchus, Chulu. The Rebbe is going to explain, see, there's two dots. The Rebbe, what's called, Colin?
Yeah.
The Rebbe is going to explain, what is the difference between Rabbi Seinu Amrin and Rabache? And in Rabache himself, he says two things. He says, number one, that even Nechoshim Akrabim was something in that the Rebbe created them. Second thing he says, about the Shlichus. The Rebbe tells him, the Nevim, if you're not going to do the Shlichus, I'm going to do it through them. So the Rebbe is explaining it. What's the difference? Bichlal b'riyos v'shiloylom. What does it mean b'riyos v'shiloylom? Medrash said, what is the lotion? Ha'od ekti v'yitron eretz b'koilu. what does it say? Beklal b'riyos shel olam. What does it mean b'riyos shel beklal b'riyos shel olam? Rebbe explaining it very geschmack what it means. Beklal b'riyos shel olam means to sagen, as nicht bloß werden sie bestraft geworden von dem Obersten und nicht geworden von sich allein. This is not something that you have to tell me. I know that everything was created by the Eibishter. So this is what it says, b'riyos shel olam does mean that. What does it mean? No, as it's do b'riyos very geschmack. As do b'riyos atoy eles for the mother. That there's some toy eles, there's some good for a person with all these things that the Rebbe created. When in them zogen Rabbi Seinu, now the Rebbe is going to make the difference between Rabbi Seinu and what Rabbacha is adding on Rabbi Seinu. When in them zogen Rabbi Seinu, as doich hazelech ezachon, mizvuvim, paroishim, veitushim, because they are not to say meyutorin, it looks like not important, zayin ze behemes uli batoy eles, un zayin in klav, un kol mashibora, kodesh boru, boi lomoy, the Gemara says in Shabbos that whatever the Rebbe created was nothing for vain, nothing is for just like it. There's a reason and a purpose why they were created. And the Gemara brings Yonet Rufa was meot von Asvuv veitush. The Gemara brings very interesting. The Gemara in Shabbos brings that if somebody gets stung by a bee, you take a itush, a fly, you grind them up, and you put them, and it takes away the pain, and it cures it. It makes it better. And then it says a fly. And then a itush was for, if a nochosh gives a bite, you take a itush and you grind them up and you put them on and it helps. Now, what's a nochosh helping? A nochosh is helping for a kavish. What's a kavish? A spider. And a spider bites, you take a nochosh and you put it on. A scorpion, yes, yes. No, I'm sorry. Itush is the nochosh. A scorpion is for akrob. No, for...
Akavish,
yeah. Scorpion. No, so what's a kavish?
Spider.
A spider you use for against this. And then a nochosh also very interesting. Nochosh also. The Gemara says that if somebody is a terrible shchin, terrible rosh, a plague like a shchin, so you take a white nochosh and a black nochosh and you grind them and you put them on and this cures the person. So we see that there's leboro, kodesh boro lebo dover levatole. This is what the Chachomim saying. But don't forget, there's very interesting the levels. Chachomim talk about something that it's not dangerous. Talk about that. Zvuvim, parushim, veitushim. Ravach is moisiv something very interesting. He's adding on something deeper. And if them is Ravach moisiv, azoich dvorim ozayne meyutorim in them zin. What as designing mazvikin is oich in zeifaran atoeles for the modem domi. In them there is a atoeles. There's something that they help out people. Was kam upon him, where the mensch ausgeht al yodom von andere gresere masiki. Very, the Gemara brings very interesting stories, but we see that people who are saved from an animal, he saved them from a bigger animal. Interesting just to mention that the Gemara brings that there's a, the lion is the king of the, what's called of the jungles. The lion is called the king. And there's a very small bird, I forgot the name, but the Gemara calls them, that he has very long nails, and he screams very loud. And when he sees the lion, he screams very loud, and the lion either gets stuck, you know, he freezes, he can't move, or he runs away. If he stays at the place, he flies over to him, he goes up on his head, sticks his nails into his brain, and then he eats him up. So it's interesting that a small, and could be that a lion was ready to go kill a person, and with this scream that this little animal gave, he ran away, and this person was saved. So we see that everything was created for Odom. So this is, now we have the difference between Rabbi Seinu and Rabache. Now what's the second thing of Rabache? Rabache says two things. The noch is a moistiv, noch a gresser toyeles in the brief und vorim amazikim. He's adding on more. What is the addition? As the Reubister, for duch zan shliches al yodom, if shuman zan der shoyim. As we see, as bring down, a noch hosh ve'akrob, that the nechoshim came in Mitzrayim and everything. This is what the Rebbe has now explained us, what is the two metroshim, difference between the Rabbi Seinu is a lower level, itushim and zvuvim and paroshim, things that are not dangerous. And Ravach is mostly that even a dangerous thing is also created for a person. And it is mostly about third thing, the idea that shlichus could come from these animals. Now the Rebbe says, according to what I just established, I have a very beautiful one question that divides into three, and then another question. The physical problem of Hashem, we have to understand, Aleph. The Baldas the Rikke Chidush from Rabache is that Oich Mazikim Zayne Michal Briyos Vishil Oilom and Oich Duch Zeyf Yotoy Zorei Mishter Zayar Shliches. Yeah, that's what we just said, Rabache says. A beautiful question. Si Parvos is a Moishe Poich Tvardeya. Vos is Michal Nishkin Mazik. Ravacha is moisiv. A tzvardeya is almost like a yitush. It doesn't do nothing. It doesn't bite. Und gewiss nicht, wenn ich hoche, wie Akramim, it's not dangerous to them. So what is Ravacha adding it on? This belongs to the Chachomim, not by him. Und noch mehr, second question in the first, das kommt wie Achidush, wenn ich hoche, wie Akramim. If we would say that the Rebbe makes a shtiches to a tzvardeya, and also a nochosh, and also a akrop. No, he says the opposite. A nochosh and a akrop, and even a tzvardeya. So tzvardeya is higher than nochosh and akrop. How could it be? He says, we have filo alidei tzvardeya. Und gimel, the third question in this, is the raya teda lecho brengt adapte ben ingerf und ziro tzvardeya, and brengt nicht kein raya ben ingerf und nochosh and akrop, wie es brengt sich in andere medroshim, wo es wird gebracht am maima von Ravache. In andere medroshim, they bring proof that the Rebbe uses nochosh. The Rebbe uses Nochosh and the Rebbe uses Akrop. Here, what does he bring? Proof? Only on the Tzvardeya, not on the real things, the Nochosh and Akrop, he doesn't bring any proof. The proof is only, but remember the proof was? So what is going on here? It's not understood. Based the second question. A beautiful question. What is the Rebbe saying, Ravach, in the second thing, what does he say? He says that the Rebbe said to the Nevi'im, if you're not going to go, I have some, how could you compare it? How do you say, if not Nevi'im, I'm going to send in a Choshim? The Nevi'im are coming to tell the Eden to be good. Yeah? And Gilot Vori al Dea Nevi'im. What is the Nochosh doing? Punishing Reshoim. What is the comparison? It doesn't make any sense. What is the Tzad HaShove von Shlichas HaNevi'im mit der Shlichas al Dea Nochosh? The Svardeya. The Shlichas Duch Rimazikim HaNa'al is doch Leipora Menor Reshoim. Mashenki, the Shlichas HaNevi'im is doch nicht Le'anish, not to übergeben Gilot Vori al Dea Nevi'im. Al dea vode van nevim. Is was is the main von Oma Adon HaKodesh Bochel nevim. The Rebbe tells the nevim, imein ha temoi lichim bishlichusi, an yoish bishlichusi, afil al dei nochosh, afil al tzodeh. This is not the shlichus of the nevim. Nevim don't have the shlichus of punishing the Rishoyim. This is the nochosh. And you're comparing it. You say, if you're not going, I'm going to send there. Okay. Now we said the Rebbe is going to, in Ois Dal Gimel, the Rebbe is going to bring the unique, I don't know if the word is right, unique, the terrible thing of the midstream. What the Indian of the Marcus were for the midstream and how terrible they were. And then according to this, we're gonna explain this all shilas that we have. It's gonna be beautiful. The shilas are all going down and the medrash is understood. Mamish Gishmak.
Okay. Higher in R18.
Go ahead.
In R18 wherever writes it's only according to the Shita Shita in Ibn Ezra. According to the first Shita, it was there were crocodiles. There were mashkas.
And this is dangerous, even more dangerous than a nochos sometimes.
And the rabbi,
Bafilu.
The mistake is Svadeya about Hashlisim. And then the first is Svadeya of the mashkas.
You know what? Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes when we have by the man, but they didn't complain about Mitzrayim. So they say, but they had a kishuyim and botnim and things. And Rashi is struggling to explain what it means. Could be that at the time that Svardeya was crocodiles. Okay.
You agree in the Makkah that the word Svardeya in Arabic is crocodile.
Okay. That's what I just said. Yes. Okay. But L'maisa Bepoyel, if you look what happened in Mitzrayim, it was not crocodiles. Because they didn't eat anybody, they didn't kill anybody. A crocodile, his job is, God forbid, I mean, a crocodile, that's what it does.
They
sit in
little jars to eat them.
What?
It's already.
What are you talking about? It's Fardim?
It's Fardim.
Huh? Beautiful. The Rebbe speaks about it later. Very gishmak. About it's Fardim. Yeah.
Fardim was managed?
Okay. Oh, it's given. Yes, let me not be obvious. The Rebbe starts here to explain it. The Rina Makis of Paro Mitzrayim is the Gwens Tamu to manage the Zay, no, the Lost Apostle, we had the Mitzrayim Keneshem. Very interesting concept. The Makis in Mitzrayim was that they should know that there is Zebster. In the previous parasha we learned, when they came to Paro the first time, what did they say? Lo Yodayt Yes Hashem. Ateva Elohim, he knows. Hashem, he doesn't know. The Rebbe wanted that Mitzrayim should know that there's a God that he created the world and he sustains the world. Es soll es gale werden le kus kina savaye in Mitzrayim. Und das ist gekommen durch die Makkes, brechen Mitzrayim. So we have a very interesting foundation, what is the Makkes in Mitzrayim? Und ihr euch, dass die Klippe von Paro in Mitzrayim ist euch geteilt von anderen Klippes, it's one of the worst Klippes that there could be, der Riber ist der Riker Apiroim von den Mitzrayim gekommen durch Tzvardeya. Very interesting. Now we'll understand also why it says, da filo hat Tzvardeya, Rabacha is Moishe, und Choshim, und Krabim, and Tzvardeya is on top of everything. We're going to understand because the clip of Mitzrayim is the worst, And Tzvardeya has something parallel to the Mitzrim, and that's why the Rebbe said Ilulei, that only the Tzvardeya did it. Very, very interesting. Okay, Kedele, come on. Here the Rebbe put away the seed, the foundation, and now we're going to explain it what it is. What is Dalet? In the Kfir of Unum Yisraelum in the Likus Yisborach Zanem Faran, Bechlolos Drei Madrege Zule Mata Mezu. There's three levels of Kfir, wie sagt das in English?
Heresy.
Heresy, yeah. In this, there is three levels of it. And very interesting. The Rebbe is going to say what we see with simple looking, with simple eyes, what it goes 1, 2, 3. Then the Rebbe is going to bring out that Mitzrayim is number 2, but it's worse than number 3. Very interesting in Geschmack. Okay. Aleph. Die muss einen Käufer bläuse nach Dusse ist Borach. Aber korle elokode lekaie. What do you mean the Käufer beachdus? The Rebbe is mentioning in the next page in the Aures, the Rebbe is mentioning that Bnei Noach were not muzorim ala shituf. Aber Noach is allowed to say that there's a Ebishter, and he has helpers, he has the stone, he has the moon, he has eloko de lekaie. Ait chas v'sholem, bayas it's not. So there is the first one is that the Käufer only in achdus, achdus Hashem. Why is it? Weil Yoidim und Asigim as the Rebishter is chayus and mekiyumam. They know that the Rebishter is their chayus. במילא זיין זיי נישט מויר אין דעם אייבשטן, דער נאד רבלינג אגענסט דער אייבשטן, ווי בילום, האט געזאגט, לא יוכל לאו רספיע שם, קלא, בילום, וואס קויפער אין האכדוס, אנד ווי נאד דער קודל קיי, נאד דאס איז סטיינס, איז פון דער אייבשטן, אין סטייט איך קען דו וואס דער אייבשטן דידן טעל מי. סו ווי האבן דער פירסט לעוול, ווי האב פרוף פון די טויער, בילום איז דער פירסט וואן. נאו לטס גו טו דער סעקנד וואן, בייז, די וואס איינה מויד מיט מציר שם, וואס ער זאל קודל קיי, דאס איז נאב קויפער אין דעם אז דער קיום ווי שטאפס און אלע זאכן. Is not being in the Moibashim. It's similar to the previous one. They moided that there is Messias Hashem, and they say that they are Lokod Elokaye, but they say not everything is depending on the Eibishter. Viparo yot gizokt. Liye oiri, vani asisini. Er hot gitainet azerot vichalein gimacht. He created himself. I lechoire, he says Lokod Elokaye, so he's admitting that the Eibishter created them. The Rebbe says no, in the brackets. And the Oidoe, as the Oibishter is a Lokod Elokaye, lechoire it's contradicting. Is no, as he is, Parana Koyach, what is Echer und Starker von him. He admits that there's something stronger than him. Aber sein Metzius ist nicht tolle in Elokot Elokai. This is the second. Gimel, so we have, the first one is Bilom, second one we have Paroi, now we go to the third one. The third level is, die wo seine Makrish legamre Rachmon in der Stand im Metzius von Elokus. Also er ist ein Cheref, was Chirev, Vegide Vyeser, was cursing, terrible against the Ebishter. Und mag Christ gewinnen Elohim Chaim, and he said, Eino Elokod Elokai. Now we're going to go in to see which one, the Rebbe said that there's three levels, one lower than the other. So as we see that Sancherev was the worst one. The Rebbe is going to say no. Paroi has something in them that is worse than Sancherev. Very interesting in Geschmack, and the Rebbe brings it out. Oh, you say, from the three of them, is Afalpi as Bechitzoinius, Ubegolui, when you look at that, is the third row from the rest of all. It's the worst. Because it's quite for Hashem. It says there's no God. But he has to be a rebel. It's about do oich ha-giroin in the moifim from Li Yoiri v'ani ha-sistine. There is something worse than that. I feel like I'm the third moifim. Even like I'm San Cheref, Paro is worse. How do we see it? Fabio was it. Rebbe is going to explain it. Very interesting. In the first moifim, what we said that it's Bilom, was korule le kodel kai zeine ze doch mastig wie der räubischter schajus und wie mir said before und der fahr seine ze nicht überall gesehen ist macht den not doing the not rebelling against the räubischter seine ze doch moide as is do mit sie selekus yeah bilom and all those that have this level they are agreeing that there's a god on the world I feel in dem dritten neufens er wie geschmack even bei ihr sancherev is mit dem gufe was seine menage und mag frisch mit sie das schem weiß dass dann ihn ole kus hat sie angerührt. What's the Rebbe saying here? You know what the Rebbe saying here? Sancherev. If you'd say that Yaakov is saying that there's no God, go home, sit quiet and forget about it. What is he doing all day? He's cursing. Who is he cursing? If there's no God, what are you cursing? So something in negative, he has something with the Eibishter. He said, Rebbe says, klar. So touch them. But they angered. Was the Rebbe, suchen sie zu menage seine Felekus. If there's no God, go home and that's it. You don't have to talk about it. Und mag sein mit dieses okay. Kommt euch, als durch sehr akrochek, with this that they are denying, we start this gufe, weiß man, dass es da an ihm von Metzius Elokus. Adrabe, if he's continuing to do it, we know that there's a Eibishter. Was the lang bis in sehr Ort, le mato mato. This is the third one, right? It's a terrible thing. But now let's go to Paro and see what Paro is. Ashekim Paro, was auch li yoiri, vani asistini, erteinet as Metzius soll mir zum soll. Durch ihm wird klar nicht der Mond Metzius Hashem. I created myself, I have nothing to do with Eibishto. Warum das was Korle le Kodele Kaye, as we said before, hat nicht getan mit ihm, genau, nothing to do with me. Sein Metzius ist eine Sache für sich. He is his own creator. Ani asisini. Er fühlt sich wie Yeshu Dobo bifne Atzmoi legamre, במילא ואתם זה המציאס גופה, נשת אויש גדרית כאין שייכס, כאין לא יכניש בשייכס בדרך שלי לצל איקוס. So we see that in Paroi is even worse than Sanherv. The thing with Sanherv is very interesting in Gishmak, what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says clearly, if you're denying the Ebishter, forget about it and finish, there's no Ebishter by you. Don't curse him one time or don't, who are you cursing? Hang on. So now we go in Oizvov. Oizvov, the Rebbe going very interesting. We see now that there's three levels. There's a level of Bilom, level of Paroi, level of Sanherev. Literally, in first glance, it looks like it goes according to this Seder. The Rebbe is innovating here that in Paroi, the second one, is even worse than the third one. Now the Rebbe is going to bring that we see in these three things that we spoke about at the beginning, Chachomim and Ravache, what Ravache is Moisif, is the same thing. Me'enze, parallel to that. What are we going to see? The Chachomim say about Yitushim. And those that they are not mazik, you know, that looks like they're extra. Then comes Rabach and his moisiv abad, mazikim, and then his moisiv something tzvardeya. And tzvardeya is over higher than all of those, and that's why tzvardeya is the only one that brought the Nekome Mitzrayim and told them that there is a Eibishter on the world. Tzvardeya showed them that there is a Eibishter. Unbelievable! The Rebbe is making it a parallel. The three things with these three things. Oizvav al derech umein. The Rebbe underlined umein. It's similar to that. From the three of them, Amur beligay umay shorilom. בעניין מציאות של ליקוס, כפינת מנויכן דנברואים שבועילם הזה, דסטריב, קטגורס את מספוק בפור. What is it? שזדו כל מה שבור הקודש בור בועילום אלה בור דובר רכות לבטולה. אז בגלל בור גמור אין שבס, everything was created. And the גמור there comes out all the things that איתו שיש גוד פור דיס טינג, אין הנוחו שיש גוד פור דיס, and the גמור comes out that everything was created with a reason. ובשיש פרשטנדי כויכן דמסך להפושות, everybody could understand it very simple. As Yeda Pule from the Moibos Nishli Batachlus Matore. Anything that the Rebbe did has the ultimate goal. And the Tachlus that is on in Yeda's Dach was Sokot Bashafen. Anything that the Rebbe created, you see why he created it. When we call it from the Odom Lemato. We is as an Umen, was Macht Akele, is the Tachlus Akele, and also Niger in the Tzuras Akli. A Odom Lemato, when he creates something, you could see why he created it. I said when I learned that in Hebrew and in Yiddish, I said, interesting. You send a child into the store, you tell them that I made soup. The mother said, I made soup and I want to serve you soup. He goes into the store. What plates is he going to give him? He's not going to give him a flat plate because it's not for soup. I see in the bowl as it's made that it's for soup. And if he says, my mom wants to give me a drink, she doesn't have a house, he's going to give him a cup. So if I see by a auto when he creates something, you see why he created it, how much more says it by the Eibishter, when the Eibishter creates something, you see what the reason is, why he created it. The Tachlis from Kol HaBriya is, Kol Mashibor HaKodesh Boruch Boi, Lomo Eloi Broi, Elo Lichvoi Doi, Pirkei Ovis. Es Zol Megala Zayn Eloi Kus. That's what the Eibishter created. We, even Odom, or even the most Odom is created to be Megala Lichus Boi Lo. Und das war durch dem, was mizet as in the Yonah HaBriya, Gitoi Eles Vesedra Gitzu in the Briya. When you look at each and everything, you see what he added on in the Briya, this is his goal. Because those is the Tachlis Umator. This is Megale, as is Doan Umen Shason. There's somebody, a craftsman, the Rebishter that created them. Voskoichoi Rutsoino Ernst Zichon in the Mdovor Anifal. You see why he created them. Lepoi Lobe, now the Rebbe comes to the bottom line. Lepoi, when you look, sometimes you see, sometimes you don't see. Lepoi Lobe is in the Briya, because the Rebishter wants Briya Rechovshis, so but you see a table, you don't see a likus of the table. Kedez adam b'chir chovshis v'navoida sodom, as nit in yedar zach, is nika matras b'riyose begilu. You don't see in everything why the Rebbe created it. Bozeh zainin dov kamo sugim in the b'riye, we're going to see the same three sugim as we have in the three umay soilo. Rabbi Sheinu Amrin, going to go to the first medrash, Rabbi Sheinu Amrin, as afilu dvorim shatoroi yosin keilu heim meyutorim boilo. You see that they're extra. The Gonzvuvim, or Paroishim, or Itushim. But the Choyrot, when they came to Elisnit, it looks like you have nothing from them. Is Hein Oyo Bitzal Briyosu Shiloilom. Shinemar, Vayar Elikim Eskala Shorosa, Vinitoy Moist. Must be that there's something good in it. Das ist nicht Levatole. Vidi Gimore bring the Peules, when the Nivroim is mentioned before. Boro Zvuv, let's zero. If somebody gets stung by a bee, we take a Zvuv and he saves them. So we see why this Zvuv was created. ומילא זה הנינוי זה נכלל עם כל מה שבור הקודש בורו באוילו, לבורו אלו לכבוד. You give a look and you see. You tell somebody that a beast stings you, the Rebbe created a yitush for it. take it and put him on and it gets better. Al Yodom Vert Nisgale, der Boire. So we see why the Rebbe created it. Of them, so this is Chachomeinu. Now Ravacha is adding on. Of them is Ravacha Mechadesh. Azoich Dibruim was nicht nur, was is bringing nicht kein Toeles lechoire. Now Begole sein sie der Eipach von Toeles. He brings a new thing. He brings a Nechoshim v'akrabim. Dvore ma'azikim k'o Nechoshim v'akrabim. Izoich zei zane bichlal b'riyosu shelo ilo. ובמילא, in dem klal von kol ma sheboro lebroro ele lechvoidei. So, how do we see it? It's a mazik. How do we see it? So, the Rebbe says, warum dos gufe, was in zeis do atoichum, was zogtep es, beinyet ze, chosh atoichum ofchi, I see something opposite, that they are killing, they are dangerous. Weiss dos, as der Metzies, is nicht der Metzies, was weiss nicht, wo Metzies tamehave, weiss no, von sich allein kann, nimm so kanoyo, it's not. It's not like Paro said, he created himself. What is it? No, it's is not the idea of the Ave or Poyer, was can they arrangeben, or them teuchen, the Scheudel Zeh, as I'm saying, that they created themselves. This is the second thing, Rabbi is adding on the Chachomim. Now we're going to come to the third thing, Alpizze, Zeich Vartandik, was Rabbi Zogt, going to go to the, Rabbi says two things, and Chachomim is the first matter. Now we're coming to the third level. Alpizze, Zeich Vartandik, was Rabbi Zogt, Oma Lema Kodesh Boch Lenevim. Matem Svuri, Mimena Temoil Chibish Lichusi, I'm lost, I can't do it, V'chein Lishliach, V'hiz Proin Eretz Makoidish, Shleim HaMelech says. Ani Oise Shlichusi, Ale Afil Al Indochosh, Afil Al De'akrov. Yamid Kum Tamad Gizayin, Vaz Rabacha Et Inganya. Rabacha says, Yamid Kum Tamad Gizayin, V'oich Di Nivroi Mamazikim, Zayin Ze Nivro Givon, Nishno Nish Levatole. Could be that it's not only Levatole, no, there's a deeper thing. No, Lichvoi Doi, Afil Educhzei, V'at Nizgala Likus Boilom. This is the answer to the question, what's the parallel thing between the Nevi'im and what is Nevi'im? Gilot Voroi al Dea Nevi'im. Same thing is this thing. Also, same, it's the same idea. If Rad when the Nochosh Vakov comes to Lanish, it's a Rishoyim, so they see. And Nochosh comes in Gosta Roshe and he kills them or he bites them. I see that the Rebbe created the Nochosh that he should get rid of this Roshe. Wert nis gale azoich ha-metzis mutatoich ha-ofrif mutayeles from Briyosu shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu was titoiv me'oid. Euch die Metzies und was schaffen von dem Oibosten, bis das in ihr ist dort Teuf. Die Teuf ist, that we get rid of the Rishoyim. Weil sie ist nicht mal geworden durch Mokher a Teuf, das ist megal, dem Koyach a Poel. So we have even in a Nochosh in Akrob, that it's negative, we see also, this is already parallel to Sancheref. Sancheref is completely negative, he says that there's no Eibishter. From the other side, he talks all day about Eibishter. Same thing is here also. They are created to dangers, animals, they are sakone, but you see the koyach hapoil benifal in them. Oy zayat. Now we're coming to the third thing. What is yaking in Ratzvardeya? And he says, Ilule Ratzvardeya, Echo Yakodesh Bochu Perea Memes. Oy zgitet from Bruim Anal is Tzvardeya. We have the Yitushim and these things looks like extra. We have the Nechoshim v'akrabim that they're dangerous. Now we're going to come to Tzvardeya. Oy zgitet from the Bruim Anal is Tzvardeya. Was mitzad Briyoso, Zerzich Nishinir Kein Shum Toyeles. Sie ist nicht kenntig, was verraten er ist, kennt der Mensch oben von ihr. So hat euch nicht kein Trunne von der Dobra Masik. She has nothing. Similar to Paroi. What does Paroi say? And he created myself. You don't see a Likus, you don't see nothing. It's in difference than the other two. The first one, Bilom, is in positive, knows that there is a Hebishter. From Sacherev, you know from negative that there is a Hebishter, because he keeps cursing all day. And by them, there's nothing here. Das ist aber hier, was hat nicht kein Teuchen, was soll er rausbringen, das ist da, an um ein Schasso. I don't see anything that Rebbe created it. Why? I don't see what. Oder Al-Koponim, I die von der Zavschoss. I don't see even what could be in this creation of this Tzvardeya. Und das ist der Chidush, wa fila al des Tzvardeya, und der Pirush von Elulia Tzvardeya, yuchoy priya ben Amitzrim. Now we'll understand, why wa filo, the Tzvardeya is higher than those two, than the Nochosh in Akrob, and also, what does it mean, a different taish, a different geschmack, what means Elulia, the Rebbe has a million ways that he could take. The Rebbe wanted to bring, eradicate the idea that the Mitzrayim, that they don't know about the Rebbe. He wanted to bring the idea of the Likus in Mitzrayim. How does he do it? That's because it's for there. Very geschmack. And I'm going to see it, the Rebbe is explaining it. We are so is this galik war, so ich paro you Mitzrayim. As Rabbi Elsman said before, very interesting, I didn't think of it, and the Rebbe, maybe it's mentioned in one of the hours, I didn't look at all of them, that we see about Tzvardeya, even by Kinim, they said, Yad Hashem, because it was so small that they couldn't make it with their Kishev. They couldn't make it. And by Domo, by Tzvardeya, they were begging, when are you going to take it away? Very interesting. Wie also ist das Galle geworden, als wären Paro im Mitzrayim. Am Metzies, was ist nicht bloß nicht mit Galle, die Metzies und Elikus. No, so klie, eure, wenn ihr das Tini, Metzies im Erzmus, oi? Not only is denying God, he says that I created myself, so wissen, ki ane Hashem. How could we have the effect on it? Und noch mehr, als sie erkennen, sagen, als Metzies im Erzmus und Kundus, weil bis das meinste, um sie chayes, weil ich komme, ich talsche los Rabois, mit Mokachan. Why did they say that they're Metzius and Matzmuso? Because they come from the Eibishter in a lot of Tzimtzumim. Matzmus was Metziusoi, Matzmusoi, Veino, Olul, Meize, Eile, Shikot, Molech, Chazon, of the Eibishter. The Dugmas HaMevur, when you get Klolus, is Havos HaYesh, that Yesh must come from only Atzmus and Meus could create such a Yesh that he feels that he created himself. Now, the Rebbe is asking at the top of this line, the Azois Nisgalik Vorim Mitzrayim, this thing, how was it revealed? Is das nicht galle geworden, alle day, makas, zwardeya. Ja, alle day, makas, zwardeya. Was wichen bei Lechaim, sie bei Oilom Azeh, ist das am Metzies, was in ihr, ist nicht nicker, kein Tachlis. A viele nicht mehr bei Itushim Chulo, wie im Menschen bevor. Und bechlal, nicht kein Teuchen, a viele schon Ezig. It's nothing, it's, what should we call it?
Useless.
Useless. Yeah? I don't see anything in it. אפילו של עזיק ונוחו של עקרוב, יש נאטינג. וכנעל, אין לוי, אילה וסיבה. שליבוס, אסל זין מציוסוי. I don't see anything by the rabbi that created it. Now we're going to come to the bottom line, what it's for them affected. ועל דעת ספר דעים, הוא זה אני גיגנגן, אין שליחוס ונאיבושן. ונוח מתמר איבה גיגמקאי, ודה אנדר בעל חיים ודה אנדר מקס. They went into the ovens, and I looked in the medrash, it says that... When are you putting in the dough, the challah? You make challah or bread. When you put it in the oven, you don't put it in before you put on the oven. Everybody knows you put on the oven on 350 and it gets good warm. Then you put in the challahs. So the tzfardim waited till they put in the dough inside, and then they went in when it was really really hot. And very interesting to mention, I wrote down about the mess. It says by the tzfardim, by Yomusha tzfardim in Abatim, min Achatzeirois, min Asodois. Why doesn't it say from the ovens? Because from the ovens, the Medrash said, didn't die. The Eibishter rewarded them for this Mesiras Nefesh. Because there was not a sign from the Eibishter that this one has to go to the oven and this one has to go to the stomach. So they went themselves. That's why the Eibishter sustained them. And this is what we're going to continue.
Sorry, asking a question. What's Mesiras
Nefesh? They're going to do the dough also.
What is it?
The dough when it rises, when it stays on the table. Oh, and then when they put it into the oven, it's already when it's in there and it's nice and hot. With the andere Malachim and the andere Makes. With the Medrash brings the rope in a Tzvardim. No, Shulchanan, Mishael, Vazari, Kaluchayim, Abbaathum, Yodol, Terchiv, Shonesh. It was interesting. I looked in the Medrash. Came Nebuchadnezzar and he told them to bow down to the idols. So the Medrash says they had two choices. God forbid they could have bowed down. Because maybe you should do it. Or they could have run away. They said, no, the Tzvardim didn't run, they went into the ovens. We are also going into the ovens. So we see what they learned from that. It's given the Poireya min HaMitzri. It showed that the Tzvardeya has something what to learn. If the Rebster tells them to go and punish them, he goes into the ovens. This is how they came to a conclusion, to a realization that there is a God in the world. The Machas Tzvardeya had gebracht, had gebrochen, euch die spezielle Klippe von Mitzrayim, liege eure, wenn ihr es in, it's not. Und es ist ins Galle geworden, weil jedem mit Schreien kann ich Hashem, so hat man wissen, dass das kommt von Shem Avaye. Sicher, ich habe es passend bei Ihre, ich habe es passend bei Schalach, ich habe es schon mehr mal erst.